Today is Thursday, June 9th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Todd Coppernall, I'm Tim Thied. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department was kept busy yesterday. In the morning, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a disturbance at an address on Blue Ridge Road in the town of Arena. As a result of the investigation, Michael T. Draxler, 36 of Barneveld, was arrested for disorderly conduct with domestic. Draxler was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was booked on the charge. During the afternoon hours, the Iowa County Communications Center received a request from probation and parole to make contact with Seth T. Moore, 49 of Arena, on an active warrant. Iowa County Sheriff deputies responded to an address on High Street in Arena and took Moore into custody without incident. Moore was transported to the Iowa County Jail for the probation violation. Later in the afternoon at 3:40, an Iowa County Sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop near County Road Q and Esch Road in the town of Dodgeville. As a result of the stop, Alan D. Scheller, 46 of Muscadet, was arrested for operating while revoked, interlock ignition device tampering, failed to install, violate court order, and a probation violation. Scheller was transported to the Iowa County Jail and booked on the charges. In the evening, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of an individual at an address on Olson Court in the city of Mineral Point. As a result, Owen J. Martin, 43 of Mineral Point, was arrested on a warrant out of Dane County. Martin was transferred to the custody of a Dane County sheriff. Later in the evening, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a theft from Walmart. The suspect was located not far from Walmart. As a result, Ryan J. Jolin, 23 of Dodgeville, was arrested for bail jumping felony, bail jumping misdemeanor, and theft. The Iowa County Sheriff's deputy assisted the Dodgeville Police Department. A few minutes later, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a motorcycle versus deer accident near County Road F and County Road K in the town of Moscow. Blanchardville Fire Department, Blanchardville EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. Vice President J.D. Vance accused Governor Tony Evers of promoting fraud at a Wisconsin stop yesterday. At the Milwaukee Air National Guard Base, Vance claims the state's refusal to turn over Wisconsinites' personal information to keep receiving a federal food assistance funding was a scam. I think the only plausible explanation for that is he cares more about protecting illegal aliens than he does the good of the citizens of Wisconsin. Vance endorsed 7th Congressional District Congressman Tom Tiffany for governor while talking about the White House's efforts to reduce Medicaid fraud. Vance was also hosted a $10,000 a couple Republican fundraising dinner in Milwaukee yesterday. The field of Democrats running for Wisconsin governor is now down to 5. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley ended his campaign. In a statement released yesterday, Crowley said it had become clear he would not be the Democratic nominee, that he is focusing instead on his position as county executive. Crowley's departure leaves State Representative Francesca Hong of Madison, State Senator Kelda Royce of Madison, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, current Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and former Wisconsin Administration Secretary Joel Brennan in the Democratic race. Assuming more than one Democrat stays in the race, the winner of the August primary will likely face President Trump-endorsed Congressman Tom Tiffany in November. Dugan defense says she plans to appeal. Her defense team says federal judge Lynn Edelman made the right call on Wednesday in choosing not to sentence Dugan to prison or probation. Edelman ordered the 66-year-old former Milwaukee County judge to pay $5,000 in her felony obstruction conviction for interfering as federal immigration agents attempted to serve a warrant to a man in U.S. illegally at the Milwaukee County Courthouse in April of 2025. Her attorney says they plan to appeal. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and her colleagues are sounding the alarm on the Trump administration's recent decision to terminate nearly all teen pregnancy prevention program grants and are calling upon Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to immediately reinstate the funding for over 50 grantees nationwide, including the $1.2 million that was used to prevent teen pregnancy in Wisconsin. The $1.2 million was used to prevent unintended pregnancies and sexually transmitted infections among young people, educate teens on how to navigate the healthcare system, and train medical providers on effectively communicating with teens. In their letter to Secretary Kennedy, the lawmakers note that the teen pregnancy in the U.S. has been on a steady decline for decades, thanks in part to successful programs like teen pregnancy prevention. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the teen birth rate fell by 7% in 2025, reaching another historic low. The senators also note that the abrupt termination of these grants aligns with the Trump administration's pattern of rejecting evidence and science, ignoring congressional intent and authority, and undermining the ability of people to make their own health care decisions. The letter was led by Senator Pat Murray and also co-signed by 17 Senate colleagues. A 17-year-old boy died after crashing into a tree last night in the town of Decatur, the Greene County Sheriff's Office said. WMTV 15 News reports that someone reported the crash to the Sheriff's Office Communications Center after 10:30 on the west 700 block of 10 Ike Road, about 3/4 of a mile west of Broadhead. Greene County law enforcement determined a 17-year-old boy was driving eastbound on the road when the car went off the road and into a tree. The vehicle stopped in a ditch on the south side of the road. Greene County deputies, Broadhead Fire Department, and Broadhead EMS all responded to the crash and determined the teen was trapped inside the car. An Arkansas man charged with kidnapping a Beaver Dam teen pregnant with his child reaches a plea deal. Robin Colbert reports.
41-year-old Gary Day has agreed to plead guilty to one count of enticement by use of a computer to engage in criminal sexual activity and one count of production of child pornography. He faces at least 25 years in federal prison. A sentencing date has not yet been set. In February of last year, Day and the 16-year-old Beaver Dam girl who met online left the state, which prompted a multi-state Amber Alert. They were found over a month later at a truck stop in Nebraska. Day, meanwhile, also faces state charges in Dodge County, including child abduction. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin farmers will soon have more options when it comes to fixing their equipment. A multi-state settlement with John Deere requires the company to give farmers and independent repair shops access to key repair tools and resources. Attorney General Josh Call says the agreement will help reduce costly delays and give farmers more control over repairs. The settlement follows allegations Deere limited repair options by repairing many fixes to be done through authorized dealerships. Deere will also be required to promote the availability of those repair resources. On June 29th, Senator Brad Paff of Onalaska sent a letter to USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins encouraging collaboration with all state departments of agriculture and animal health to ensure a robust response that prevents any further spread of New World screwworm. A short excerpt from the letter is as follows. Nationwide effort is necessary to quickly and safely get the disease under control. Wisconsin farmers and ranchers are already facing damaging tariffs, extremely expensive fertilizer costs, and anti-competitive market practices that are dwindling their already razor-thin margins. Further losses from herd infection or limited trade markets should be mitigated as quickly as possible so as to not cause further harm. This recent outbreak also serves as an important reminder that divestment in programs that help prevent animal disease, including in neighboring countries, creates biosecurity and food security risks here in the United States. Food security is national security, and animal health is a key factor in ensuring a robust domestic food supply. Moving forward, forward prevention efforts should be reprioritized and adequately funded. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism released 2025 economic impact data showing that tourism in the eight counties along the Wisconsin Great River Road tourism generated $980 million, which contributed to Wisconsin tourism's fourth consecutive record-breaking year. Statewide all-time visitation drove Wisconsin tourism $27 billion in total economic impact last year. The 2025 economic impact, at an increase of 4.4%, surpassed the previous statewide record of $25.8 billion from 2024. The boost in visitation, economic contributions from all corners of Wisconsin, including the Great River Road region, and strategic investments in tourism promotion drove the state's historic year for tourism. Wisconsin tourism welcomed 117.9 million visits in 2025 for back-to-back record years for visitation and grew the number of part and full-time jobs the industry supports to 183,594 locally in Crawford County. Tourism supported 646 jobs and generated $5.7 million in state and local tax revenue. In La Crosse County, tourism supported 3,986 jobs and generated $36.94 million in state and local revenue. And in Pierce County, tourism supported 436 jobs and generated $3.8 million in local tax revenue. At the state level, tourism generated more than $1.7 billion in state and local tax revenue. Without this revenue, each Wisconsin household would pay an additional $692 to maintain the current level of government services. Keep these boating safety tips in mind when on the water. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says never operate a boat after using drugs or alcohol and make sure there's a Coast Guard approved life jacket for every person on board. Check navigation lights before leaving the dock and keep extra batteries handy. Boaters should also monitor weather conditions closely and carry a radio, as sudden wind, lightning, and rough water can signal an approaching storm. And before you leave, let someone know where you're going and when you expect to return. Three children died and several were injured last week when a boat capsized on Lake Geneva during heavy storms. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The Dawson store in Orion, it's excerpted from a John Duffy Bits of History. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a March 31st, 1977 issue of the Muscadet Progressive, from an old record book kept by William Henry Dawson in his store in Orion, the following information was obtained from the period of November 1875 through December of 1876. It's listed as credits issued by Dawson, and it shows many farmers who cut and hewed railroad ties when they could and sold them to Dawson, who turned them out as a railroad company. One entry, especially noted since it was credited that it was issued to Julius Sorge for the ties plus road work. This man was the father of Rudy Sorge, as many would know, in the Blue River area, and he evidently helped Mr. Dawson take care of the road and the store at the same time. Selling him the railroad ties was a means of profit. This man Dawson is where the Dawson Cemetery came from, since he was the owner of that ground and the Dawson family was buried there. Another familiar name to the Muscadet area in Richland County was Frank Stork, and his farm, along with what is now referred to as the Old Zahawka Farm. It's located at the juncture of 193 and Highway 80 North. W.H. Dawson opened a store and served as postmaster in the village of Orion in Richland County, then known as Richmond. He previously resided on a farm in Hoosier Hollow before establishing the business there in the village of Orion, experiencing what was called, and I quote, a lively trade. It was the latter 19th century, so the following prices are just a portion of what would be listed to purchase at Dawson's store. you could buy rubber-covered hairpins for 13 cents. A rake, that would cost you 30 cents. A peck of potatoes, 10 cents. Now realize a peck is a half a bushel. A shaving brush for 30 cents. A corn broom, 30 cents. A sack of flour, that was likely 50 pounds, not 40, and that could be purchased along with a barrel of salt for $3.15. A hand sigh, that was $1.50. And a cradle for gathering grain, $4. That tool, which was used when wheat was cut to cradle it and then bundle it, was very common for the day. 1 gallon of kerosene oil, that was 50 cents. A bottle of bluing, 15 cents. What would you use bluing for? Well, if you ask about that, that's kind of like a laundry liquid, a detergent that made clothes look whiter instead of yellowing them. Nutmeg, you could get that for 11 cents. Eggs by the dozen, 10 cents. A box of matches, wooden matches, by the way, were 10 cents. Suspenders, 50 cents. And boots, you could range anywhere from $2 to $5 for a good pair. Listen next week to the history of Richland County, covering rivermen and the lore as told by August Derleth.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Small business owners across Southwest Wisconsin can get free hands-on training on how to put generative artificial intelligence to work in their day-to-day operations. The Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, supported by a USDA Rural Business Development Grant and in partnership with the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center, is launching AI for Small Business, a workshop coming to 5 counties during the summer, including Richland and Iowa counties. The series is led by Michael Brown, founder of the Driftless-based AI consultancy Rise Above. The series teaches fundamentals about how to understand what AI tools can and can't do, where AI tools can help, and what the real risks are. The session will also teach how to keep adapting as technology changes. Owners will leave with practical skills and the confidence to evaluate and adopt new tools on their own. Not a single gadget that's out of date by next quarter. Each workshop includes hands-on practice, and attendees can opt in on one-on-one coaching to work through their specific business needs. The first session is on Monday from 8:30 to 11 at the Richland Center Community Center. The Iowa County session will be held Monday, August 10th from 9 to noon at the Iowa County Health and Human Services Community Room in Dodgeville. The sessions are free and open to all local business owners. Registration is open now and space is limited. Business owners can reserve a seat at rise-above.net/AI101. You can get rid of your working and non-working condition electronics at the Electronic Recycling Donation Drive, which will be held Saturday from 9 to 8 at Goodwill in Richland Center. Drive up and donate your electronics for free. Safe recycling. The event is being held through Goodwill's partnership with the Dell Reconnect program. Items that will be accepted include computers and laptops, phones and tablets, printers and scanners, flat screen TVs, cables and chargers, accessories, and more. Wisconsin's premier car show runs today through Saturday. Iola Car Show Managing Director Allie Johnson says this year's theme of America's car show and swap meet ties in with the nation's 250th anniversary.
We are doing red, white, and blue vehicles for our theme, and it's 1995 and older. On our poster, one of them is an AMC Javelin that has all three colors in it, which is just fantastic.
More than 1,000 volunteers provide staffing for the show. Special guests this year include 70s TV stars Patrick Duffy and Linda Pearl and Sung Kang from the Fast and Furious franchise. Find a complete schedule of events at iolaoldcarshow.com. Public Health Sauk County invites nominations for the 2026 Public Health Excellence Awards, a recognition program for the community. These awards honor people and the groups who help improve the health and well-being of Sauk County residents and visitors. Public Health Sauk County encourages community members to nominate local health champions who deserve recognition for their work. These awards celebrate people and organizations who solve health problems, keep others safe, and make Sauk County a better place to live, learn, work, and play. Award categories are Public Health Lifetime Achievement Award, Healthy Environments Award, Prevention in Action Award, Strong Starts, Stronger Futures Award, and Public Health Partnership Award. Nominations are open now through August 7th. For more information on how to submit a nomination, contact Public Health Sauk County at 608-355-3290. Winners will be honored at a special ceremony in the fall.